The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases, like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank Cotolo.
Secure the template, set the backside guide to appropriate lockset basket. The backside guide tabs include setting the jig, possessing template. What the hell am I reading?
Hello, children. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs, and they each decided to build themselves a house. Now, the first little piggy was a very lazy little piggy, and he built his house from straw. The second little piggy was not too bright either, and he built his house from twigs. But the third little piggy was smart. He was no Dunsky. He built his house from bricks. Smart piggy. Oink, oink. Anyway, in the same village, there was a wolf. A big wolf. Bad wolf. Big bad wolf. Get the picture? Also, this wolf, he loved pork. Pork sandwiches, pork pies, pork scratchings, bacon buddies. If it had pig in it, he loved it. Now Wolfie sees the three little houses with the three little pigs in them, and he thinks to himself, Pork City. Wolfie goes to house number one. Wolfie knocks on the door. But it's a straw door, so how he knocks on it, I don't know. Who wrote this? But hey, knock, knock anyway, right? Who wants to argue? In his most polite voice, Wolfie says, Little piggy,
let me come in.
No! Little pig who knows a wolf when he sees one. Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. So not a pig has a chin. What do I know? So,
let me in, says the wolf. Or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
No, says the pig. No. But Wolfie is a wolf of his word, so he huffs and he puffs and he blows that house away. Exit pig one. Pig two, same story. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. Arrivederci porco numero due. Buongiorno salami. I like this wolf. He's not freezing his ass off hunting snow bunnies in Alaska. He just goes to pigs' houses and blows on them. So, Wolfie stands outside the house of piggy number three, and they assume their battle positions.
Let me in.
No.
I'll huff and I'll puff.
Go away.
Okay, you asked for it, piggy. Wolfie is huffing. Huff, huff. And Wolfie is puffing. Puff, puff, boof, bada boom. Nothing. This is a brick house. They do not blow over so easy.
So, Wolfie gets himself a ladder, climbs up onto the roof. Piggy sees him climb onto the roof. Wolfie makes for the chimney. Piggy lights a fire in the grate. Wolfie goes down the chimney. He burns. Wolfie burns. Wolfie burns, and Piggy lives. Happily ever after.
in your face and on the air. And that's just the way it should be.
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Punk rock the show. Time to lay down some serious sound.
Here we go again.
Katola, Katola.
Shake that thing.
Good God!
Work it. Work it. Shake that thing.
Katola, Katola.
Cthulhu Chronicles.
And out he comes. What does he have to say?
He says...
That's Cthulhu over there. You know what I mean?
And hooray for pharmaceuticals. In Tokyo, it's 10 a.m. In Sydney, Australia, it's 11 a.m. In London, it's 2 a.m. In Baghdad, it's 5 a.m. And the Bar to Broadcasting now comes on the air. Philosophical entertainment, irrelevant, irreverent, netarati, couple surfers, and netaholics and infomaniacs. Remain curious yellow for the next 2 hours. I'm here, you're here, it's just you and me. And I will chronicle! Say it.
冰球到冰球，小村到大市， 咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心， 是 Cthulhu Chronicles.
And means from my ice cap from out of the city from Modelo and into every bordello. We're closed captioned for the hearing impaired. So, and for those people who have now joined us from many other regions around the world, that was Phil Hong. And saying exactly that. It's from ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet City, from Othello into every bordello. Say it again.
冰球到冰球，小村到大市， 咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心， 是 Cthulhu Chronicles.
Yeah. All right. We don't need all that going on there. But we do need this. Hello, and welcome live here from the Grand Ballroom of the Cortisone Hotel, high atop the Cortisone Hotel here in Cthulhu Land. My name is Frank Cthulhu, and the man whose name adorns the title of the show. And here we are. My goodness, the circus has left town. And I just want to say this, because we've had, by popular demand, we are back again with just you and me, a rare solo show. The summer has been so active. It's been like a circus summer. And there have been so many people here, either through Skype, hanging around me, sitting in the audience here, and you know, it's just been a little bit crowded. I'm not saying it hasn't been good. It's been good, but it's just been a little crowded. I'm going to sit back now, and we're going to talk about some stuff today, as we did another fantastic drum solo, Frank Cthulhu Chronicling, just me and just you. And you know who you are there, and I know who I am here. And so we do it, Y2K plus 13, and a show that I think you're going to really enjoy. If not now, then later when you think about it. And that's, you know, that's something that happens with this show. People listen, and they wonder, what just happened? Three famous words when the show finally ends. Finally ends, finals, finales, when the show finales, when the show ends, not finally ends. That's like saying when this show concludes finally at the end. It's like, let's be as repetitive as we can, as repetitive as we can, as repetitive as we can. And then later on, especially if you get out your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook, and as I mentioned, I think I did before, school supplies are now on sale everywhere. And I don't just mean in stores that are like the Cost Mart, Kmart, Mart Place, Cost Mart, Kco, and all those places where you get all that stuff. You know, it looks like an airplane hangar. You get 50 pounds of butter, and you get 10 cents off. So what do you do? You say, hey, I'm saving 10 cents. I better get 50 pounds of butter. Then you go home. You have nowhere to put it. Half of it melts, and the doctor says you shouldn't eat that crap. And then what do? You think you saved money? You wasted money. But you don't just, not in just places like that where school supplies are being sold. That's the Italians are selling their school supplies. School supplies are being sold everywhere, even at your local butcher shop. This is true. If you go to buy lamb chops, veal chops, steak chops, what other kind of chops, any kind of chops, you go there and you'll see the guys. What would you like? Give me a pound of veal chops, sliced chicken nuggets or strips, stick it, and I want a breast of veal and veal of breast and the best of chicken you have. And they'll say, okay, would you also like some pentels with that and a composition book or perhaps a loose leaf book with dividers? Because school is coming up for so many people. I hear, even as I'm speaking right now, school has begun in many places around the world, no less around this country and the country above me and below me. There are countries everywhere. Okay, that's how the world is divided into countries, oceans, and that's geography. That's the kind of stuff you're going to learn if you go to school. But you'll know that if you get one of those composition books and you start writing down things that you hear on this show, phrases, names, nouns, pay attention to nouns, then you know what happens? Later on, you go, you know, I heard that somewhere. You look in your book, you find that you wrote it down, you look it up on your Ask, on your Google, on your Yahoo, on your Yoggle, on your Hoogle, and everywhere else you can go. And then what happens? You go, my goodness, I'm so glad I listened to that show. So that's what happened. At the end of the show, you say, what just happened? Later on, you go over that material, it comes up in your life, and you go, so that's what happened. That's the importance of this show in your life. Now, if you think this show is not important in one sense or another, and you can't find the importance of it, then I say turn it off right now. If you turn it off right now, you won't even hear the rest of what I have to say. But don't do that, because if you don't know how to carry this show around with you either, then you don't know live what to do. On a Thursday evening, as it is in the eastern sector of the world, the eastern quadrant, in the eastern hemisphere, where you can get your app and listen to this show and go to SRM Media Works and hear it live. As I sit here, as someone is my witness, if I have no witnesses, as I sit here and do this live, you listen to it. Now I'm going to go down the Hallelujah Trail big time on this particular show, because I'm going to get into stuff that has to do with sound. You wouldn't be listening to this show either way, on your smartphone, on your computer, on your laptop, on your lap phone, on your smart computer, whatever it is you're listening to this on now. We're going to talk about something fascinating. Always new, while the other stations are doing this stuff about economy and politics and all this, they want you to go out into the fields. They want you to get big signs. Oh, they want to talk sports. My team wins. And you want to put on short pants and you want to put on a baseball cap and go out there and go, I'm a real sporty guy. While that stuff is going on, the people who are listening to the chronicling here are learning something, thinking about something, or just dismissing something that no one else has exclusively here with me Frank Cotolo. So stay here, because these 2 hours are going to be fabulously wonderful. Oh, speaking of fabulously wonderful, you know, I almost forgot that thing. I want to tell you again that if you listen to this show and you are alive, if you want to listen to it more than live, what's more than live? What does that mean? That means if you want to listen to it more than live, if you want to hear it, and again, let's say you didn't get all the notes you want. You want to listen to it again, then get more notes and put more notes down. Then you can go to one place alone. And I want to tell you this also, because there's going to be a special a show with the three people who are housed at this particular special website, so that you could go get all of these shows free. Free. Listen, I'm not kidding.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything going on, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the Artist D.
You bring this out of me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would really never do this talk. There, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
So you can't complain anymore not that you complain at all. I have no idea. I don't think anybody complains that they missed the show or what have you. But some people may tell other people, where do I get it? What do I do? And at your own convenience, because this is the world of convenience now. This is the technology of convenience. This is why radio stations out there in the world are just falling apart, because they just don't know, because you have to listen to them at that time. But no longer can you have to do this, because you could stream it at your own convenience. This is the technology of convenience. Yeah, so you could do that and anything else you want, Juice Talk and Juice Talk Radio. Just go there. And even though it says Juice Talk Radio, that's just because there's tons of things that you could play on your own radio, and you could make, let's say, you know what you could do? You could start, and people have been doing this even before there was smartphones were real popular. That's where iPods came from. iPads, there are iPads now too. So you do anything you want at your own convenience. We live very complicated, busy lives. It's not like the old days when you woke up in the morning, milked the cow, and had to wait a couple hours and said, what should I do now? Should I go chase the geese? Should I go kick the gander? Should I go get the eggs, collect the eggs? Should I lay the eggs? Whatever it is, you don't have to do that anymore, because now you ride on a hayride. Can I go on a hayride? You don't know. That's just now it's different. So go to Juice Talk Radio. Here's something else. Let's see what's going on as September looms boldly on the horizon here in this schedule of Y2K plus 13. I promise you, and I still am going to do this, and this will be a serious show. You know, I hate when that happens. You know what that must be? You know, you stop. It doesn't matter how long you stop smoking. Every once in a while, you get a surge of phlegm. Which, by the way, is the name of my new book, Surge of Phlegm. It's a mystery thriller. You're going to love it. It's a spy thriller, a spy mystery thriller. Surge of Phlegm by Frank Cotolo. I'm not even going to tell you what this is about. I'm just going to tell you that you're going to love every minute of it, every second of it, but you're going to have to read it to enjoy it, because it's a book. So go out and get it to Bookmasters. And if they don't have it now, at Bookbinders, Bookbasters, BAM, go to BAM, Books and Music, BAM. Go there and say, hey, where's Surge of Phlegm? I want you to do that tomorrow. Go and say, hey, you got Surge of Phlegm by Frank Cotolo? Word gets out. And if enough people ask for it, I may actually have to write it. So go out there and do that. Now, what was I saying? I was saying I got a Surge of Phlegm, even though there have been years and years and years. And, you know, it might not even be that. It might be the fact that we're in the last breath of summer, and there's a bit of humidity, and the stuff is getting in my nose, and there's still little gnats out there. Little gnats! And those very little things, smaller than those nano things that they talked about on how the universe works. What were they called? Ectoplasms? Ectoatoms? Something like that. Whatever they are. But a lot of stuff going to happen here as we go into September. In September, on the days turn to gold and the nights grow few. As we go into September, I promise I'm going to have Dr. Karen Wyatt's going to be on. I'm going to tell you about a fabulous... you know, I keep saying that because I keep hearing D in my head. Spectacular, should I say? Magnificent is the word I wanted to change. I wanted, and you guys didn't help me. Instead of saying awesome, I wanted everybody to exchange it with the word magnificent. And we could actually start our own surge, another surge again. Our own, what would it be? It would be our own reverberation of pop culture terms of magnificent. I'm going to say that from now on. I don't say awesome anyway. I'm going to say magnificent. I'm going to write magnificent. I'm going to learn how to spell it backwards. See, there it goes. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, Dr. Karen Wyatt will be here with a tell you about a really serious, good product, something that comes from the mind of somebody, unlike me, who actually pays attention to what's going on in the world and the development of people and cares about stuff. I just do this to introduce you to that and to your own brain, because you know I think you should have more, be in touch more with your own mind and your own brain. Okay, I'm a senior ager. I think it was tonight on the CBS Evening News. I'm talking about older people whose brains are sharper and their memory is better than anyone 40 years younger than them. And I think that's what's happening. And I think I have that. I think I'm an aging super ager. That's it, super ager. Anyway, Dr. Karen Wyatt will be here, and she could even, now talking about little particles, beyond microscopic particles, and those things that they show you about how the universe works, nictoplicums. You know, we talked about it here before when Dr. Woldar was here. Without Dr. Woldar and Sky Hall, we'll be back. Because there's so much to talk about now in terms of what's happening out there in the universe. We've got white dwarfs being swallowed by black holes, and it's just unbelievable what's happening. So that's going to happen. Tom Savino will be back. And here's a special in September, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to play portions of this once I do it. But I'm going to go to Woofstock. That's right, Woofstock. Now, not Woodstock. I was at Woodstock. Okay, long time, many years ago, and I don't want to talk about that. I've done enough shows about that. Maybe we'll do one again, and that's it. But we're going to go to Woofstock, which is a place with dogs. And believe me, I saw more dogs, I think, at Woodstock than you see at Woofstock. And I'm going to talk to a number of people. We're going to put it on in sound, on, you know, I'm going to talk to you about this particular event about dogs, with dogs. We'll talk to dogs. We'll talk to dog owners. We'll talk to dog breeders. And we did a dog show a long time ago piece here, remember, with the, I don't even remember her name. We did that, and she was supposed to be our correspondent out in the West. What do you think happened? She found a job that pays money, so that was the end of her. But we're going to do this. I'm going to personally be at Woofstock, so if you want to go to Woofstock and you're in the area, you can meet me, or you could talk to me, and I'm going to put all this stuff, talk to people, interview them, old-fashioned, old-school way, and then we're going to put it on, put them on files, make MP3s out of them, and I'll talk about Woofstock, and we'll talk about it here. So many people, so many donuts, I'll bet you dollars of donuts, and you buy the donuts, that there's going to be 85% women, and the rest of it, you do the math, men. I'll bet you that's going to happen. But anyway, dogs of all kinds of breeds and everything. And men, Woofstock. I think it's Woofstock. We'll do that in September, and I'll be telling you more about that as time goes by. In the meantime, in between time, I've found something I think we need to talk about one way or another. This is a wonderful piece and a smart article written by a guy named Clive Thompson. Now, you know how much I love Wired magazine, probably as much as I love Entertainment Weekly. Wired magazine is, and I think, you know, when a push comes to shove, hey, wait a second, before I talk about Wired magazine, hey, come on, hold on a second, what about 4Culture? magazine, forculture.com. Look at this. He sticks a commercial right in there. Well, I shouldn't, and you should listen. And you, this is a free magazine you get online. Of course, Wired, you can go there too, but I'm not in, they don't put me on in Wired. I'm in Forculture. And this is a very great magazine, very great magazine. Boy, did I come up with the superlatives. The magazine of the future is a digital magazine that is online, forculture.com, F-O-U-R, culture, one word, .com. Go there, all the issues, and the 8th issue is coming out soon. And I'm in all of them. So it's not like you could just read me. You could read all these great articles and listen to the music while it's on when you're reading it, because there's a stream of music. I don't know when, but sometime or another. While you're reading it, or you could do anything you want, but you got to read this. You got to go there, got to sign in, become a member, give them your email, and stay in touch with what's happening at For Culture. Now, back to Wired. This is a what seemingly weird thing that went under the radar, stealthily. I don't even know if that's a word. But when we talk about the internet, do we talk about sound? We don't talk about sound. You're listening, of course, to me, and I'm talking. And when there's other people here, they're talking. What else are they doing? Or you're listening to streams of music? Or you're listening to collages like at the beginning of the show? You're going to YouTube? You're going to... You know, I just thought of this. There's no other... There's these other tubes that show things, and there are these other types of sites. But it's like YouTube. There's no real competitor to YouTube. And I don't know that there is one, but that's true. It's just YouTube. Everything's on YouTube. Okay, but sound. Listen to this. I'm going to read from this article by Clive Thompson, and we're going to do what we always do. I'm going to intervene with other thoughts and suppositions, propositions, and other issues, intuitions, contributions, shuns, less shuns, as we talk here on Y2K plus 13. This is Cotolo Chronicles, and I'm chronicling all this. Let me read some of this and go through it the way I do it, as we do it here. This has to do with sound, noise, and what we're going to do is join together. Join together. Do you see what I just said? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Finally end? No, end. Finally end. Join together. If you join, they're coming together. You don't join together. That's like continue on. I want you to all stop saying that phrase, okay? It's continue, period. Don't continue on. Continue on is repetitive, is repetitive, is repetitive. The sidewalks of London are getting quieter. You wouldn't think so, would you? The city is jammed with traffic and pedestrians. But Londoner Ian Rawls has recorded over 1,000 snippets of urban noise, like the din of pubs or the hubbub on subway trains, for his non-profit hobby site, London Sound Survey. And he has noticed a curious trend along the way. While the buzz of cars and airplanes is growing, the number of human voices heard on the street is going down. Why would this happen? It's an interesting thing to ask, as I wonder. I don't know, Clive listens to this show, because all we do is talk here. And this is... We're a product of sound and communication, and we're the first product of sound and communication. There were no other talk shows while they were still doing their junk with... Okay, let me get into that. Let's get back to this. Rawls, the name of this guy who has this non-profit hobby site, London Sound Survey, Rawls suspects that human voices aren't being heard as much anymore because new stores and supermarkets chasing away the city's famously raucous street vendors. It's now happening. Famously raucous street vendors. I'll tell you London stories. Do you want to hear London stories? A foggy day in London town. At London stories. Street hawkers. On Sundays in Hyde Park. Is it Hyde Park? Oh my goodness. Maybe I'm not a super major. I don't remember. I think it's Hyde Park. when anybody could stand up and say anything, you get a podium, you get a soapbox, and you could say anything. You cannot be arrested for anything that is said. Okay, and you could downgrade verbally abuse anyone, even Kate and the baby. You could do anything you want, and Hyde Park on Sunday, so I'll see you there. Well, that's true. But anyway, the raucous street vendors that used to be around London, and remember, if you go back, way back, before there were, forget about internets, there wasn't TV, radio, or anything, back in the days of Charles Dickens, these were the best of times, these were the worst of times. Volley and thunder. I just mixed him with Sir Arthur, no, it wasn't even Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, it was the other guy, the Gunga Din guy. Though I crushed you and I hit you, though I smacked you, though I bit you, you're a better man than I, Gunga Din. How do you get Dean out of D-I-N? That's Sanskrit. Let's go back to this now. People are being quiet. In those Dickens days, that's all they did was yell and scream. I couldn't even hear. I couldn't even understand them. Hey, I got a lot of British friends, and I'm not making fun of you guys. Yes, I am. I'm making, you know, I'm, it's me. It's me. It's me. Frank Atolo, okay? So, because people in America don't understand that when it's really thick, and those Charles Dickens voices are really thick. That's why people read Charles Dickens, because they didn't understand what people were saying. Even they didn't understand each other. So here's what Roy said. He found one exception to the trend of quietude. I don't even know if that's a word, but then they use people, you know, and they write, you make up words, and you don't even look, you know, you should put that little bracket and put SIC and then the bracket behind it. That means that word is, you're using it, it might not be a word, but that's exactly what you mean. So if you make up a word, be sure you put the bracket after it and then SIC in the bracket, okay? I know how the universe works. You watch, it's about the universe, how the language works. You listen here. I don't even have the papers that say I can't even teach this stuff. And yet I know more than so many people, because not because I'm a writer, because I care. Do I care? I don't really care at all. No, it's not a matter that I care. It's just that I think that if you're going to listen to me, I should be able to communicate. If you're going to talk to someone else, I think you should be able to communicate with them and not say things like, here are the words, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it right now. Here are the five words I hate the most in any conversation. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So, like, no, I don't know what you mean. Would you just tell me? And don't be repetitive. And don't be repetitive. You know what I mean? Now, you could say that as a throwaway, like, don't you know? And you know what I mean? And how's about that? Hey, you know, but don't tell somebody something and it's not exactly what you mean. And you just tell them, well, you know what I mean? Because, well, if I know what you mean, why are we having this conversation? Then, you know, don't you tell me something? Let's get back to Roars. The trend of quietude, which is his book, and it's on sale. That's right, right next to Surge of Phlegm by Frank Atolo, and of course Trend of Quietude by Clive Thompson. Get those two books. I think you might even be able to read them both in the same day. Here's his excuse. I said excuse. That's not even the word. What did he say? He said, women's voices are now more prominent in the sonic landscape. The sonic landscape, he calls it, because he's trying to be like a fancy writer. In the landscape, in the atmosphere, in within earshot. Okay, so you're hearing more women's voice than you're hearing male squawkers. More, y'all just go, everybody that talk like that. They don't all talk like that. Some women have very deep voices. Decades ago, voices of authority recorded warning message on messages that are on train platforms. Police officer commands and other official announcements were almost always male. Today, they're often female. The red zone is for stopping and parking. There's no parking in the blue zone. The green zone is for moving obstacles. The obstacle zone is for moving green things. Whatever the case might be. women's voices. Go on an elevator. What do you? And you know what? All the fake voices, the fake computer voices on the telephone, or the ones that talk on the when you make up those. You go to that, I don't know, there's some website. You've heard it before because they have the things where they say, Frank Catolo keeps talking, those things, those computer voices. Oh, women, there's no men. Now, there are men. If you go to, the place when we would go to the, what was the name of that place? The dictionary place. There are men talking on there when they do the pronunciation stuff, okay? But anyway, more women, mostly women now, okay? And I think that these women, too, when I go to Woofstock, I'll bet you that all the announcements are made by women. Okay, enough of that. Regardless of who's talking, I was just going to go right into Brooklyn. I'm going to talk, hello and welcome to the Brooklyn Show. My name is Frank Atala. Let's go talking now. It's a talk show. Regardless of who's doing the talking, says Rouse, there's a lot less of it being done. Here's a quote from him. He quotes himself in his own article. That's fascinating because he's writing the article. Why would he quote himself? Oh, maybe it isn't him. No, it's not him. Clive Thompson wrote the article. He's just talking about this other guy, Ian Rawls. I think there are more Ians in Great Britain than in any other country does that name, is that given name used, Ian. I wonder myself, and maybe you want to look it up later on your internet, Ian. Is it short of something? There was never a King Ian. There was never Ian, Prince of Ian, but Ian's not a place. Why all the Ians? Okay. Here's what Ross says. As societies become wealthier and better organized, the variety of sound in public decreases. Decreases. Wealthier and better organized. Now, think about that for a second. Wealthier and more organized, the less sound in public appears. I would have thought that would be more smarter, but it's wealthier. It's not smarter. Okay. He also said, sound, it turns out, is a powerful form of data. Data, of course. Internet, data. Data. If it wasn't for data, there'd be no internet. Sound, as it turns out, is a powerful form of data, a way to help us understand how the world is changing. Rawls says, if you listen, patterns emerge, just as patterns emerge from statistical data. So if you know anything about data, and I sure don't, I'm not a mathematician, I know a bit of math, but not the way some people know math, not the zeros and ones, not the digital math. In that respect, I can't put together an HTML page because of the more than and less than figures and signatures or whatever the types, the fonts or whatever those things might be called, digits. I said digitalize. I shouldn't say digit with digitalize. It's a bad way to explain it. Not because of that, but because these numbers are zeros. Well, I don't know how many zeros and ones. I know bytes means by eight, which means they come in, but I don't know this math. I don't know how to use the statistical data, and I'd rather not be inputting the stuff. I'd rather be eating a sandwich. You know, sandwiches, which, again, were invented by a guy named Ian somewhere. The Earl, we know there was an Earl of Sandwich, but was there, and it wasn't Earl, wasn't his name. Earl, wasn't the Earl of Sandwich, the Earl, wasn't Earl a position? I think it was a position, like King and Queen and Earl, the Earl of Sandwich. There wasn't the Ian of Sandwich. Maybe his name was Ian Earl, or maybe Earl Ian. I don't know. That's history. Sound, as you're hearing it right now. You know, if listen to this. This is true. If wealthier and, what was the other one? Wealthier and better organized means less talking, then this is the poorest program and the most chaotic ever, because all it is talking. Because all it is, I shouldn't say that, because it is just talking. And when I'm talking, in this particular rhythm and dynamic of my thought flow, my thought stream, the stream of flow, the flow of stream, and exactly how it moves, some of you people know, most of you people know me to do that. And they know, and you know that's how it's done. Thank you. I got a feeling someone is, I bet you dollars of donuts. No, I was wrong. Well, then you win. You buy the donuts. I thought that was going to be someone answering a question. Let's go back to sound. So this is so you're listening to the antithesis of what Ross is talking about. Now we want to know this. We're in the information age, of course, because data and statistics and everything that goes on, this internet, this realm, this internet. You know, like that? I threw in some Shakespeare there. This realm, this internet. Very bad acting there and very bad performance. I'm sorry. But it was every bit as good as Christopher Walken doing that piggy story. Wasn't that funny? Wasn't that good? I like that. That was from years ago. This is from now. We're doing this right now. My name is Frank Atoll, and the man whose name adorns the title of the show. And I am not tweeting while I do this show. The tweets come up automatically. I do it automatically. If you see a tweet, if you got your Twitter up, and suddenly some dumb thing that I said, or some link comes up, and it says Frank Atoll, and has that wonderful little picture, cartoon of me playing a harmonica. You know when I did that? I did that years ago when MySpace began. And there was this, somewhere on the net, again, there was this creator, a little cartoon icon creator. I don't know. These things must, I don't know why some of the things that did exist that I loved no longer exist on the internet, or I just can't find them anymore. Anyway, I love that little cartoon of me, and I'm never going to change it. Never, ever, 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 not. 1,000 years. The last frontier of the information age right now is sound. Believe it or not, is sound. And you're listening to me, chronicle in sound. Let's look at what Clive Thompson talks about and get into it, and then think about the sound that we hear, the sound that we input, the sounds of our own noise in our brain and in the brain of this fabulous WWW, World Wide Web. The World Wide Web. You know, it should be the Interplanetary Wide Web. Because I think if you're on another planet and you have life on that planet, I don't know if that, I don't know if Wi-Fi would go that far out. Would it get all that far? If you had Wi-Fi and you lived on the planet Zeltron, and I don't even know there is a planet Zeltron because they don't know. I mean, you know, one of those weird planets in science fiction land. Yeah, and there's life out there. I wonder if you could pick, no, I guess you can't pick it up. This isn't like radio waves. Radio waves go out and they keep going. Things that we broadcast go out. I don't think cyber things go out like that. I don't think this digital math goes out. Broadcasts, does it? I mean, somewhere in the future, let's say in the future, when it's now, but it's like 2015, if everything is still around, does somebody picking this up now? Are you listening there in the 2015? Are you laughing at me because I speak this way? Are you laughing at me? Or are you all now, by 2015, everyone's imitating me? All right, they're all doing this kind of stuff. And they're speaking in sound, right, over digitally transferred, because these are coming over digitally transferred, you know, when it's buffering. That when it's buffering, when the internet is buffering, it's nothing to do with the taking a pill or a headaches or anything. It's taking it's in my hand. Because you know why? This is stupid. I'm not on even though I'm not on television, I'm not on camera at all, I still gesticulate. And the people who are here, who watch this and witness this show being done as I do it, see, you know, why do you gesticulate? There's nobody, why does anybody gesticulate? Arguably, we haven't seen a lot of innovation in audio online. Going back to Chris Thompson's Wired article. Arguably, it's a good way to start that. We haven't seen a lot of innovation in audio online. Think about this. Actually, you probably haven't thought about this at all, and see how it affects you, what you do with your internet. Video, photography, and the written word have been transformed. Oodles of clever tools let us use them for thinking, talking, analyzing, and cogitating. Cogitating? He's using all the, and suddenly he pops up with this word. He didn't make this one up, did he? Because I've never seen this, and I got to tell you something. If I was writing this article, I never would have used this word. And I am not ashamed to tell you that, even though I'm looking at and always talking about it, I speak correctly. I find a word I don't know. What do I do? You betcha. I look it up in my dictionary. Now, granted, I don't have a virtual dictionary. I do. We all do on the internet. But I'm looking this one up. Cogitate. cogitating. There's a break in the action right now as I look up in my, you know, the one we have here in the studio is great. It's the Webster's American, New American Dictionary, with Lewis, managing editor Lewis M. Adams. This guy's got to be, well, he doesn't have to be dead. I mean, I'm not dead, and this was 1960. Unless he was old then. Maybe he's a super ager right now. Who knows? This is a Books Incorporated, New York. What a great name for a publishing place. Books Incorporated. We're very creative. Where are they? Completely new and up-to-date. I'm looking up cogitating. This is analog. I still do a lot of analog thing. So H-I-J-K-L-N-N-O-P. Did you do that? Because I still do that. And this is a horrible, horrible thing at my age to think that when I have to come up with a letter in its place in the alphabet, I read the alphabet to myself. You want to talk about noise? This noise goes on in my head. So it's like I'm looking up cogitating. How do you spell that? C-O-G-I-T. Cogit. The C-O-G-I-T. C-O. So now I'm looking and I open it up to C's and it's C-H. And I go, let's see, H-I-J-K-L-N-M-O-P. Oh, okay, it's after it. It's after the H. I am never, ever, ever ashamed to show my stupidity or the antique ways of my thought, because that's just how it happens. But I still do that. Someone says to me, what comes first, B or A? I know A comes before B. But they go, someone goes, okay, ready, L or J? And I'll get H-I-J-K-L, J. I gotta do it in my head. I don't mind telling you that. Do you do that? I don't think kids do that today, but I do that. And I went to college too, all the way through college. I did that too. I went, and you know, it was hell when I worked in the college library and I had to alphabetize things. I was doing it all day. You take the book and you gotta alphabetize it because you gotta do that Dewey Decimal system. I guess they still have the Dewey Decimal system. I don't even know what this guy Dewey, what he was doing. What was Dewey doing that he had to do this and make this up? And I had to do that and then have the letters after it. And, you know, they have to be in alphabetical order because what use is it having all these letters in it? It's not in alphabetical order. So it's ABC. And so I walk around all day. Here's a new book. Go file this. Put it in the shelf. And here's the sticker. You put the sticker on it. It's L3LJ. LJ. Come now, they got two letters, right? So what do? It's LJ. Now I got to go. Like, well, that's before LO. H-I-J-K-L-N-M-O. Yes, it's before LO. It's after A B C D F H I. It's after I L I. But L is the LJ. But the L comes after what? They said it's M L M N. No, it's before M. Holy Christmas! No wonder. And you call it college education all day. Now, I did that an entire summer. I don't even have been in 2 summers working in that stupid library on 72nd Street and Broadway in New York in the Knights of Pythias building. Okay. Doing this, draw out of my mind, I'm going. Do you think it sunk in by the end of the end of the summer? No, it didn't sink in. What am I looking for now? Cogitating. You see how I went back to that? That's because my super aging brain has able to grasp what I said before I said that particular thing about the story and just slipped off into that, down that rabbit trail. Why are they rabbit trails? Why aren't they skunk trails? Do skunks travel the same way rabbits travel? You see how my mind works? I think your mind works like this too, only you're not telling us. You're not telling us. We're looking for cogitating. C-H-I-J-K-L-N-M-O-P-L-N-M-O. And, you know, the funny thing is, and there are a lot of funny things, but this particular funny thing is I have to be like this because I can't hide it. I have people like Dr. Waldar on the show. People like Dr. Popoli on the show. People like Skylar on the show. And these people who have been using parts of their brain that can't even be seen in a CAT scan on my brain. You can't even see these pieces, these sections, because they're dark. Like, I think there's something wrong. No, it's just unused. It's like when they go to the CAT scan and the doctor goes, oh, we might have a problem here, Mr. Goodall. And then the CAT scan person goes, no, that's not a gray area. Thank goodness. It's not a disease or anything. It's just unused. It is like pristine, clean. That part of his brain is unused. And I said, well, how can I use it? I don't know. Do more shows. Make more noise. Do something. I don't know. Stop at a thought and focus upon it. Okay? Don't just move on to the next thought. I have to move on. What can I do? What am I supposed to do? Okay. We're looking for cogitation. Is it? What happened? How did this? What was this sentence anyway? It said, here. Okay, thinking, talking, analyzing, and cogitating. Now, and I'll tell you one, cognizance. I think the COG, the prefix as it is, I think, without looking up, it has to do with cognizance, being aware. I think I know that much, okay? I don't think I'm that stupid. I think I know cogitate, cog test. No, COG, cognizant. If you're cognizant, you're aware, awareness. Let's see if it means that. Now, COG. Now I got to find COG, ABCDFG. I got to find COG. Here's COGS. Cognate, Colgate. No, that's wrong. Colgate, cold sore. We don't want to talk about that. And cogitate. COG. Here it is. Cogitate. Ready? To think over. He said cogitate. To think over. Cogitate. Cogitation. Cogitive. Cogitively. And cogitiveness. And cogitator. Cogitator. The cogitator. You know, that could be the sequel to Surge of Phlegm. The Cogitator by Frank Cotullo. The mysterious, fictional, it's not mysterious because it's fiction. Fiction's not mysterious. The mystery enigma of all spider. It's Cognitator. The Cogitator. And then they'll make it into a movie with an super aging Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Cogitator. Schwarzenegger. All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take that break at the top of the hour. We're going to come back, talk more about sound and stuff that's going on. We haven't even scratched the surface. Why do people scratch surfaces? You ever notice this? You know, before there were scratch-off things and lotteries, they said, oh, we haven't even scratched the surface. You know, they dig on surfaces. They dig into them. They don't scratch. Did you ever see an archaeologist out there scratching a surface? We haven't even scratched the surface of this topic. Where does scratch? Why is it scratched the surface? Why isn't we haven't even dug? We haven't even hoed it. Hoed, you know, because you got a backhoe. We haven't even backhoed this subject. We haven't even dug into this sucker. Dig it. We dig it, daddy-o. We haven't even dug into this. Now we know what he means when he writes that. So he says, but even though there are clever tools that let us use the written word for thinking, talking, analyzing, and cogitating. This hasn't happened with sound. It hasn't happened with sound. Now, even though we know there's ways of producing sound on in a very professional way, because there's music, people make music, we know that we do sound effects. You can do all sorts of stuff that you couldn't do. We couldn't do. It would just be an awful lot of work to do analogically. I tried to say analogically. Yes, Maddie. One word. You know what that? You know what happened that time? I think it was like 4 cups of coffee before I started this show, and I was regurgitating. It hasn't sound. Okay, it hasn't happened with sound. We've got endless apps for collecting and listening to music, but nothing for the enormous universe of non-musical sound. This is non-musical sound. This is one more reason why this topic is important. This show is the innovator, the renovator, and the extrapolator of sound. Because we talk, we communicate, sometimes we educate on Cotullo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotullo, and the man's name adorns the title of the show. Here's what's going to happen in 6 minutes, if indeed I have the clock that works. Actually, you know, it's 7 minutes in terms of when we came on. Because I always come on a little bit late, because it's not back time. That show before us isn't exactly back time. So we have to wait until that thing ends. And then we just glide right into this. And sometimes it's not real time. Well, we come on 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. It's not real time. It didn't come in 9:01 or 9:02. And that's why a lot of you, when you come into them, you go on and you say, oh, it's 9 o'clock, I'm going to turn on the Cotullo Chronicles. Yeah, like there's tons of people around the world saying that. Right? And there are a lot of people, just not tons. If you took all those people and put them on a big scale, you wouldn't come up with tons. Maybe you would, because maybe a lot of them are overweight. And then, like, one person would equal 5. And then suddenly you didn't have a large number of people, but you had a greater weight of people. And that is what can happen. So, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, what we're going to do is we're going to go do some public service stuff, and you're going to go dispose of some bodily waste or whatever it is you have to do, and then get yourself some more liquid so that you can replenish your precious bodily fluids as we go along. And we're going to be talking about the web and why it's still too quiet. It's too quiet. sound. And the sound in your hand. Now, why are people looking through their eyes and looking? Now, you know, Dave's Radio and David Gordon, who was on here and used to run those two other stations and now runs Dave's Radio, is blind. And he was on this show. We talked a lot about how blind people deal with the world. And he deals with stuff. I think he has, and not just him. He doesn't just have this thing exclusive to him, but there are other people who are blind can use the net because it speaks to them. And you've seen these or heard of these particular programs they have where they talk. You type out something and it talks. And how about when you talk into something and it types? They have that too. That stuff's going on, but it's not sound. But you know, if we're not. Those of us who are fortunate enough not to be blind and don't need the extra apps or equipment or whatever, there's hardware, software, underwear that it takes to do that, we don't talk into it. Now, I know there are people who scream when things don't go. People scream into their computers when things aren't going right. If they're using Excel or Resell or Buy-Sell or whatever those programs they use, Paint or Extra Paint, Super Paint, Play Tool, Photo Tool, Photo Play, whatever they use, and things like are going wrong or it takes, you got to move that mouse around in a very special, you know, and then, you know, you got to really be accurate. And, you know, they're screaming when something goes wrong and you're yelling at the screen. But that sound doesn't go anywhere. It's not absorbed onto the internet. It doesn't happen. And as it is, I'm talking right now, and this is going into any number of channels that are recording it or what have you, and that's going to be shot out there. You're not going to read this. And yet, if you wanted to read this, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to get somebody who transcribes this entire show and they go like, look, if you don't want to download and listen to it, read it. Can you imagine someone trying to transcribe what I'm saying and what I've said in the last hour? And it's not the last hour. There are more hours to come. I'm talking about what would you do if you had to read this? You would, and you know what? I wouldn't even write it this way. This is how I speak. This is how I'm talking. This is how I'm communicating. But I wouldn't write this. If you read Serge or Phlegm, you're not going to see this rambling type. And it's not, I'm not rambling either. Rambling would be if I was just talking about almost anything and rambling along and not keeping track, not delineating. I delineate. Well, I don't let anybody tell you I don't delineate. I am the great delineator. Yes, I'm the great delineator. Ooh, ooh. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Coming up are some commercials and things that you really need to hear about so that you can better equip yourself for listening to this show and other shows, and certainly SRM Media Works. That we thank Phil Hong for being here live. I was going to say that very famous phrase. They used to make me say this when I wrote promos. They used to say, coming live and in person. And I used to say, why are you saying live and in person? If you're in person, you're live. Live and in person. So you can't be dead and in person. You can't be live and not here. Right? So how can it be live and in person? And you still hear this over and over and over again when you hear commercials about people showing up at places. You know, celebrities special. Live and in, bands. Still out there doing stuff. I don't know why, but they are out there playing stuff. And then those guys and the televangelists. So the people who show up and in big stadiums and tell you the stuff that everybody's told you, you could find out for yourself at home, but you go pay $8.99 to go sit there and watch these guys flash their teeth. Live and in person. Of course they're in person. They're live. They're there. You know, we shouldn't treat each other like idiots. And so that's why I'm going to give you all of this stuff that you have to know about and then come back. And we're going to talk more about sound. Because venture capitalist Fred Wilson said, the web is still too quiet. Now, you might not be believing that by listening to this show, but stay with us. You'll find out why and what it means to you. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show, Y2K Plus 13. Right here as I chronicle Cotolo Chronicles.
Cthulhu Chronicles. The Internet Talk Show from the Neo Postmodern World. In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves the tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
My name is Bethany, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school. I'll do some things I won't really want to do and some things I won't even remember. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholUnder21.org. Brought to you by the Governor's Office for Children and Families and the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention.
Hey guys, I'm Jess.
And I'm Lisa from the Brony Kids for RAD.
We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Remember, music lives and you should too.
A public service message brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Julian Lennon. Are you in the band? Join me and band together for Lupus to support the Lupus Foundation of America and its efforts to provide research, education and support for all people living with lupus. Visit lupus.org to learn more about this chronic disease affecting 1.5 million Americans and find out how to join the band today.
There's no bastards like Mike's bastards. There's no bastards like Mike's.
You bastards.
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 You bastards.
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 You bastards.
Mike's Bastards on Frank Cotolo's Green Room, a long-standing tradition.
There's no bastards like Mike's bastards. There's no bastards like Mike's.
Bastards.
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 You bastards.
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 You bastards.
Mike's Bastards on SRN1. 8 years strong for not so long.
There's no bastards like Mike's Bastards. There's no bastards like Mike's.
You bastards.
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 You bastards.
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 You bastards.
Mike's Bastards on SRN1. If you don't listen, you know who you are.
You bastards.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next, because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer, and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody swinging to the swinging boys of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, gone to dawn. It's radio that turns them on. People's choice, East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes us see.
I'm wondering how it comes about that people say, my name is Frank, it's just a thought that flew through my head at this one particular point. Because I remember someone saying, clowns. So, you know, this, I don't know what the phobia is for clowns, but some people have, fear of clowns. Clowns smell like cabbage. Has anyone ever heard that? Because I was looking at some notes I have, and apparently someone had said that, and when they said it, I wrote it down. And I write things down like you should write things down. I get this notepad. It must go back decades. I just found it. I don't know about decades, but wow, I used to write things, and I got all these notes. I don't even know what exactly they mean, but I saw that one. I went, holy Christmas, which is a phrase in itself. We know what that means. Clowns smell like cabbage. Where did anyone come up with that? I don't know. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man's name is the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles. We're in our second hour here now, and we implore you to continue to listen to everything that's going on here. Mike's Bastards is back, and it's great. There's nothing like Mike Wynn will be here. I'm sure he'll be here next year. I hope. I mean, everything goes okay, and we get the brass comes back to our side of town. Here we will we'll have the boys here, and we have live Bastards. That would be incredible. Chronicles of the Bastards. I just love saying it. I remember the word, Tanya couldn't even say that, even on television or radio, no less. Although we can say anything we want, but because we don't have the Federal Communications Committee, we don't have government control of what we say. We say whatever we want, when we want to. Like now, I'm saying what I want to. We're coming back to, is sound the last frontier in the information age? This is something probably didn't even come to mind with you, because you hear things, you know when an email comes in, because boo-boo, you get sounds, you got your smartphones, and put alarms, and you could listen to shows like this and other things, but according to venture capitalist Fred Wilson and the article by Clive Thompson in Wired, the web is still too quiet. We have not developed and progressed in the area of sound like we have in visual what? In the visual platform, let's just say that, okay? There are a few noisier places on the net that are getting louder. The audio sharing site SoundCloud, I almost couldn't say it, because I was reading it, I said SoundCloud, I read it, SoundCloud. Fred Wilson is an investor in SoundCloud, the guy who said that that the web is too quiet. SoundCloud is a noisier place? What's it say? It has been online since 2008, now inching toward YouTube-like status. Isn't this funny? I did not know this, and I said before, no, I don't read these things beforehand. That's what makes it so to the moment. I'm reading it as if you were reading it, and we're talking about it together, and giving you all the thoughts and ideas and concepts that happen to come up as we read it. And before, as an aside, I said, there are no YouTube competitors. And here we have SoundCloud, which is being considered a YouTube competitor in a sense. Inching toward YouTube is this place called SoundCloud. I'm writing this in louder. I see that. Oh, well, I am so nuts. I'm trying to write this and speak like I am here on this talk show at the same time. I'm writing this louder. When I meant larger, because of what it says, how it's printed, I'm writing, and then I wrote SoundClouder. I wrote, because I, It goes to show you how the overlapping of my thoughts and thoughts, my thoughts and thoughts, the noise that's in my brain. See, this is noise too. You know, my brain is, and my, the sound within me, the noise within me, it's like those old British, the streets of London, as opposed to the British streets of, well, actually, that's true, because when Calcutta, when Britain owned India, it could say the British streets of Calcutta, but we're not saying that. We're saying back in those days, the sound, my head is not quiet. The things that are going on is not quiet. I allow thoughts to come to the surface because they're flying all over the place. Although there are sections of my brain, as I mentioned before, that are not used. Still pristine and ready to be built upon. Ready to be invested into that has stuff. Okay. SoundCloud. So here now they're saying SoundCloud is rapidly inching. How could you rapidly inch? That's stupid. You could be inching. You can't rapidly inch because your inch is only that. Inch doesn't mean rapidly. Okay, so it's inching toward YouTube-type status. Users of SoundCloud, here's what they do. They upload 12 hours of audio every minute. The numbers for internet uploading and internet use and internet anywhere on the internet that people go everywhere. The traffic, let's just say the traffic, because so many more people have the internet. The numbers are astronomical. They're meteoric. And I don't know if you could grasp this concept, but I know I have a hard time doing it. 12 hours of audio is uploaded from any number of people going to SoundCloud every minute. So in the time it took me to tell you that, another 12 hours went on to SoundCloud, not SoundClouder, SoundCloud. The lion's share of it is music, but you can find weirder stuff. And this is where we come in, I guess. Maybe we should somehow, this could actually lead to something we should do here on Chronicles on SoundCloud and go to the fresh place as opposed to going to YouTube. Just like we left Facebook before most people left Facebook and went to, no, we left MySpace before most people left MySpace and went to Facebook. And we tried Google Plus, but boy, is that place a train wreck or what? I haven't gotten into it, but it's, and not a lot of people are getting into it anyway. But anyway. So there's other stuff going on at SoundCloud. Activists, capturing. Again, I can't change the copy. There are activists capturing the sounds of protests, or an audiophile recording the strangely gorgeous sound of ice melting. The sound of ice melting. Okay. This spring, astronaut Chris Hadfield posted a series of ambient sounds recorded on the International Space Station. And what did he do? He put it on SoundCloud, and people who were listeners thought it was mesmerizing. Imagine you're in the room and a guy's in a room with his wife. Honey, can you just hold it down? I'm trying to hear the ice melt. Can you hold on a second, kids? He's telling his kids. Kids, be quiet. I'm listening to a series of ambient sounds from outer space. A picture of the Soyuz module may convey 1,000 words. But hearing an eerie hum that it makes, the Soyuz module? And you see, the sound, it's like the sound, you know, the great difference in what happened, the art of sound in movies. When movies went from soundless, and it was just music, and stuff in the background, you had to read what the people were saying. When it went to sound, it didn't just go to the verbal platform. Once it went to sound, a movie, a film, once soundtrack was there, then it wasn't just the speaking. There was everything else that was going on that would made it part of a living experience, which meant sounds around it, the ambient sounds. When two people are, like if there's a scene in a restaurant of a movie, or if there's a scene on a play in a restaurant, you don't just hear the two people speaking. There's what's going on around. If you want to get the whole scene there, so you have to have people who make sounds for restaurants. You have to have crashes. And then all the sounds that we hear in movies are not necessarily the sounds of what we're hearing. You could make fake plane crashes. You could make flake explosions. Fake explosions. You know, you don't have to make the actual sound. But hearing sounds, and those of us who in the past, and I used to do this when I was a kid, I was fascinated with sound. I used to make collages with all sorts of sounds. Sound collages is what they were called in those days. We used to do it with analog, and you used to tape different things and then slow them up and speed them up. Wait, can you speed up or slow them up? Slow them down, speed them up. Let's say that way. How about this? Make them faster or make them slower? How about we say it like that? And there was just something about, there's no explanation, it's the sound and where it takes you and what you think about, and it's that kind of noise. And here's what the SoundCloud CEO, his name is, and I'm not going to be able to pronounce his last name unless we somehow figure out how to do this. It's Alexander LJUNG. Let's say Lung. Let's say the J is silent. It's not LeJung, we know that. Lung. Alexander Lung is the SoundCloud CEO, and he says this. He says, when you hear sound, there's a lot of implicit knowledge in it. Implicit knowledge is in sound. So if you hear a sizzling of if you hear sizzling, you might, the knowledge is like, hey, that's bacon. Someone's making bacon, because you know the sound in general. And I'm not talking about a microwave, but you can make bacon in a microwave, but first of all, it ain't anywhere near as greasy or as tasty. It's different, and you know, it doesn't have that sizzling sound. But if you hear sizzling, anything that's sizzling on a frying pan, you know something's cooking there, sizzling, and that brings up implicit knowledge. Did I say implicit knowledge? What did he say? I said implicit, but what did he say? Yes, implicit knowledge. So if you think about this, and this is how your brain works, how your mind works, although it doesn't necessarily turn over the cards very quickly, like the price like John Daly used to turn over the cards and what's my line when they got the answer wrong. It turned off, but it does turn off like this. You hear the sizzling, a sizzling bacon breakfast. Breakfast, bacon, pig, pork. Then you think of pork, you think of another pork, think of a pork chop, then you think of a lamb chop. See how this moves along? And then 700 degrees away from the sizzling is another image altogether. That's implicit knowledge. And inside of that stuff, and this is the knowledge, why it's knowledge and not just thought, random thoughts, because you hear the bacon, you know the bacon comes from a pig, you know the pig was on a farm, you know the pig goes to slaughter, this little piggy goes to market, this little piggy stays home, and they think of toes, and the toes come and say, why are my toes like piggies? But you know they're toes, and the toes connected to the foot bone, and the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, you know all this stuff. There's implicit knowledge in a sound, one strip of bacon sizzling ignites and launches this incredible stream of knowledge that you have stored up in your head. He also says, sound is emotionally loaded. We know this. Sound is emotionally loaded. Watch a scary movie with the volume off and it's not creepy. Now, that's not just because of the music now. We're putting the music aside now. We're just thinking about sound. I know music is sound, and it does work like that. And the sound of music, the hills are alive. I mean, the sound of music, like in a creepy movie, is not going to be that. It's going to be creepy sound. It's going to be based on the feeling, emotional feeling of creepiness, which you get from creepiness and scaring and fear. And so it's not, it's suddenly, you know, like there's an axe murderer in the house. You know, and this girl is walking around. She doesn't know where the axe murderer may be located. You don't hear this. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You don't hear that. That's not the music that they score for the girl who might get her head chopped off by the axe murderer. And, you know, they don't. You know, you've heard it. It's emotionally charged. It does something to you. It relates with sound and not words. So that stuff happens. Because we know that sound is emotionally working on that level. Now, podcasts, and I love this sentence. Podcasts have been around for ages. Now, what does this guy, I wonder how old is Clive Thompson? He's calling this ages. Ages? I remember the age of the podcast. When the podcast first came out, I just had myself a little headphone, and I put it in my ear, and I was listening to that guy, and you know, what do you mean ages? Ages? Well, I used to wind up my computer so that the electricity got going. What's this guy talking about? Ages, okay? Making a podcast still feels too much like making a radio show. Huh? Yeah, I don't know what that means, because he hasn't listened, and I don't know Clive Thomas hasn't listened to this. Clive Thomas has not heard. I'm going to send Clive Thomas the email. I'm going to go, you better listen to this show that I've been doing, which is the first show that ever did all this talking, no less with just one person in the beginning of it before there were no other people and guests. Listen to this. This sounds like this is not a radio show. I know that because when I tried to do this on radio, I was kicked out of the, they said, get out of here. I said, listen to what I do. I can do it on your regular brick and mortar radio station. They say, get out. They don't listen 15 minutes ago. Get out. Anyway, let's see what he's talking about. But here it is. Listen to this. You face the empty mic problem. What do I have to say? This guy has got, you know, I'm going to do this, and I want everybody here to do this too, okay? I want you all to go to wired.com and look for this guy's article from Wired, Clive Thompson, the article. I don't have the title of it, but you can see it somewhere. Just look for Clive Thompson. It's the one about sound being the last frontier in the information age. And I want everybody out there. And we'll find out if Clive Thomas, I don't think he's listened because he didn't say use me as an exception here. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm an exception. Let's all go there. And there must be an email. There's usually an email or a place for comments or somewhere there you could contact the Clive and say, hey, you have not listened to how sound is used, the dynamics of sound and talking on Cthulhu Chronicles. And I don't mean the first 15, 6, 4, or 5 minutes of the show when we play all that junk there, you know, with that and the thing, that collage stuff. I'm talking about the show. And when I'm here, especially when I'm here alone, that's what I'm talking about. But this is what he says, and this was the case with podcasts, because podcasts aren't as popular as they used to be. When there were 550,000 podcasts and people were just doing them, more people were doing them than listening, and that's why I think it died that way. And now a podcast is just any file you get and listen to on an iPod, and people don't even listen on iPods anymore, do they? I don't think so. I think they listen on smartphones and the internet. And here's what he says. Okay. But you face the mic problem. What do I have to say? We don't face that, but he's saying they do, most people. Tools like SoundCloud make it easier to archive and share stray snippets. Stray snippets. And this sounds like a guy this sounds like it could be a pseudonym for some guy whose name is Lefty Horowitz. He's got a stage name. What's his name? His name is Stray Snippets. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Stray Snippets. Da 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 da. Stray Snippets. Good. Oh, and another good name for a book: Stray Snippets. One day I'm going to do that. Might be one cold November evening when I come on here live. I'm going to do the Book of Titles. The Book of Titles. It's a book of titles of books that I'll never write. And I might even tell you what the books are about. Stray Snippets. This, by the way, goes on the list. Stray Snippets. And I'm going to write the other one here. A Surge of Phlegm. Dun, dun, dun. P-H-G-L-E-M. You didn't think I knew how to spell it, did you? Surge of Phlegm. That might not even be right, but correct that is. Anyway, it's more like Instagram, SoundCloud, more like Instagram than it is NPR, and we don't want to use those letters if we don't mean to use them, and we won't. You know, let's just say educational, finger quotes, radio. Now, there's another place called Cowbird. Place, not place. By place, I mean site. There's a website called Cowbird, one word, C-O-W-B-I-R-D. It's a site for publishing photos with little stories attached. Many users now append an audio snippet to add an extra dimension, the B-roll of everyday experience. That's the B-roll. The A-roll is sight. I guess the B-roll is the picture and the words. Words and pictures, just the way this little piggy. A lot of piggies on the show. Starting over the week, walking piggy, and then the piggies we were talking about now, the bacon sizzling. Did I mention my name is Frank Cotolo? I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. The show is Cotolo Chronicles. I am chronicling. We're talking about sound and the internet that is increasingly becoming more prevalent. A lot of people think of sound. There's plenty of sound. It's not a lot of sound. Okay, so there's that. Now, we all know about vines. People do vines. It's vines always, I believe, have sound. So it's picture and sound. 6 seconds. Bada-bing, bada-bang, bada-bing, bada-bang. It's a vine. Bada-bing, 7 seconds. Bada-bing, bada-bang, bada-bing. What's the difference? 1 second. Give us. And you get 7 seconds to put up a video and something, and people try to do. Most people who try to be funny. Here's a funny 7 seconds. Because once again, in little bits, and the attention span of so many people has just decreased to the point of nano attention. What happens when you add audio to the internet? Let's talk about this now. You get entirely new forms of asynchronous, I couldn't say it right off the back reading it. A synchronous conversation. Last year, a group of book lovers formed the 24-Hour Book Club. I think you could stick that in your Google and find it. Members all read the same title in a single day, then they post their thoughts for the other people who read it to see what they say. To see what they say. Well, let me see. Oh, wait a second. They post it. They post their thoughts. A post, I think he's talking about post it with words. Some used, here it is. Some used SoundCloud to deliver their analysis verbally. If felt, says one user, more intense than the usual microblog approach. So some people feel it's more intense to talk. Speaker opinion. Than it is to just write it. Now, that can have a couple of connotations, because people are very self-conscious about their writing, and they're better off if they feel better off if they say something. But if you're going to be self-conscious about your writing, you better not be self-conscious about how you speak, because remember what we said before when we're talking about speaking, and that comes up now in terms of speaking on the internet. You don't want to hear those 5 words. You want to express yourself clearly. What don't you want to hear? What? You know what I mean. You don't want to hear it. You know, if you have to say you know what I mean in a conversation, don't have a conversation. And that doesn't mean you need expensive words or long words. You just say it simply. So that you don't have to go, you know what I mean. I can't say. Okay? So the book lovers, the 24-hour book club. And they all read a book it's not a matter of attention, but I can't read a whole book in the same day unless it's like, you know, Horton lays an egg. I can do the Horton lays an egg or whatever that was, Grumpy flies, the green ham and eggs. I could read that in one day. I don't want to read a book in one day. I mean, first of all, when do I eat? I'm a slow reader. I think I happen to write well, but I'm a slow reader. I'm a faster writer than I am a reader. How do you figure that out? What is that? What kind of miscoordination is that nonsense? I should be able to read like that at that pace. You know those speed readers? You ever see that speed reading? They don't do that anymore. Speed reading, go read 12 books in one day. And you see the guy with a book and he's like, you know, he's got like Tom Sawyer and he's going, and he's just moving his fingers across the pages, one, two, the next page, one, two, the next page. I don't know how they're grabbing all this stuff. I know that the mind, like a photograph, is capturing pictures of these words, but how do they know what's going on? I'm a slow reader. You could see that. We're doing 2 hours. This isn't even 2 pages. Of course, I've done a lot, but you know why? Because, okay, you said, yeah, but you're doing all this talking about things in between. No, but that's what goes on in my head when I'm reading. And to get totally absorbed in one particular thing, I like it short. I mean, you really have to capture me and then I'll stay there, you know, but still one book in one day, as you probably realize, I'm not a member of the 24-hour book club. Okay. I'd be a member of the 24-hour first chapter of the book club. I think that would be my site. Let's talk about the first chapter. And then what if the first chapter doesn't really capture you? And then what? Okay, there's neither here nor there, because we're just talking about mostly, I mean, I'm an anomaly. I'm not the average person, and so I don't fit into these average statistics, into this data. I'm just telling you about me. Now, you have peculiar things about you, too. Don't sit there and think you don't, because you do. So you know how you fit into these things. So if you're going to say something on the internet, and a lot of people don't, you know how people freeze in front of a mic as it is in general, and there's only, you know, they just freeze. That's why, you know, you face the empty mic problem. I never had an empty mic problem. I don't have it. You know that's not true, because I, like everyone else when I was younger, and you might not believe this, and if you don't believe it, it doesn't matter either. It doesn't even matter if I'm making it up, because it would have a valid point to it anyway. Like everyone else, I was petrified to stand in front of the class and speak and say something. I was absolutely petrified. Sweat like the River Ganges under my shirt, because that's what you do, because you wear a shirt and you sweat under the shirt. And I hated that. I hated that stuff. And it was like, it's amazing too, because I faced this fear and turned out to be a greater part of my life in terms of radio and in terms of express. But you know, a lot of writers don't do that. And there's still people in radio who can talk in front of mics, but they are more comfortable in front of mics because there's no audience. They can't, but you put them in front of people and they collapse. There's people who can write, but they can't read the writing well. I'm one of those too. I can't read my own writing well. I've read on this show my own writing, and I don't know how, I don't think it sounds as good as if you read it and you get into it, but it's also short. I don't give you 25,000 things to do. That's why I got so many titles for so many books, because I don't have so many books. These will be short books. What do you think, Surge of Phlegm is like 500 pages? No, it's not. Now, granted, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, but Frank, you wrote the complete and unabridged history of Japan, which is like 700 or 500 or 600 pages. And you're right, I did do that, okay? But you don't have to, but you could open that book anywhere, start to read it, and then get totally disgusted and close it, or laugh, or what have you. It doesn't matter. It's, even though it makes a point, it has a point, it doesn't matter. The length of it doesn't matter. That's the 24-hour book club, and I'm not going there. I'm not joining that. Besides, I don't have time to do that anyway. I don't want to be part of, you know what, I don't want to be any member, I don't want to be a member of any club. Anyway, you could do that. If you like it, I don't want to talk to other people about my book. Now you're saying that. Now look at that, Frank. Why could you say that? You get on the mic and you know there's thousands of people one way or another listening to you talk. Why should they listen to you? And you know what I say? They shouldn't. If they get anything out of this, even if they laugh at me, even if they just find 10 minutes of it exciting or not exciting or funny or stupid, that's okay. But you don't have to. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm not here to prove anything. I'm not here to project anything. And I don't have an agenda. Now, in Asia. Did he say Asia? Yes, he said Asia. Well, what does that mean? When you said it, what does that mean? In Asia.
冰球到冰球，小村到大市，啊，咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心，系 Cthulhu Chronicles.
So in Asia, where they understand that, you didn't hear in the beginning. You don't know what Phil said there. That was Phil Hong, by the way, here at SRI Media of SRI Media Works. 148.ca, that's the website. In Asia, TalkBox apps, there are TalkBox apps like WeChat. Users shoot bursts of audio messages to and fro. This thing is booming in Asia. People love this. So they're actually doing things like, they're doing sound and talk stuff. TalkBox. Tricia Wang, who's a cultural sociologist in Asia, says it's like texting where it gives you time to think about what you're going to say. But you can say more intimate things over a voice that you don't want to type. So I imagine there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. Now, I don't know what rules, you know, China has these very strict rules about what you could do on the internet, what you could see. I can imagine a talk box, they would probably say you can't say certain things. I wonder if you could say this in talk box.
冰球到冰球，小村到大市， 咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心， 是 Cthulhu Chronicles.
You know, there's no Asian word, or the Cthulhu Chronicles doesn't have its own little figurine. You know, letter and the letters. I was learning a little bit about, Phil was teaching me some things about Chinese language that I should have known a long time ago. Why should I have known it a long time ago? I don't know. I just feel like there were certain things I should have known a lot sooner than I found out about them. Did you ever do that? Do you ever say to yourself, wow, I never knew that? And then you go, damn, you hit yourself. You do a head explosion, or whatever it's called, a smack face, a face smack. And you go, why didn't I know that earlier? It seems like I should have known that earlier. There are things that you know that are very complex. There are things you know that are very intricate. And you know them forever. And then you find out something that's particularly simple that you never knew. And you go, why didn't I know that? How much can you know? You can know a lot. Your brain is picking up things you don't even know consciously that it knows. It has filed things you don't even know about. That's why the speed readers are looking and going like, oh, what's up, page 16 of Last of the Mohegans? Mohegans? That's how they say Last of the Mohegans. And they said the Mohegans. I forgot how they said it in Brooklyn. It's real Last of the Mohegans. Mohegans, I think they say. Mohegan? Mohican. Anyway. Okay, so they have this TalkBox app that they use in Asia. I would imagine less in China, because I don't think they allow a lot of that stuff. So it says that you can say more intimate things over a voice that you don't want to type. So if you want to say, and here's the other thing about saying it as opposed to typing, and here's the problem with text and with email. Sometimes you misinterpret the dynamics and the emphasis and even sometimes the mood of the person who's writing you're reading. So in an email, if it says, I totally hate you, and you go like, oh, did they say that angrily? Or is that like a joke? I hate you. I totally hate you. I mean, you don't know. And then people say, write things, and you go, I wonder if they mean that. And of course, you don't want to be there. So write what you mean. You don't want to, even when you write something, somebody's going, I don't know what you mean. And then you call the person you start talking to, and they said, when you wrote this, what was that all about? And then the person goes, you know what I mean. It's like, oh, man, I don't know. But if you say something, think about this, and let's do this right now. We'll have a little test, a little experimentation here right now. If you do this, then you get the gist of what I'm talking about. So if I write, all right, I want to wear your shirt. Let's use that. I don't know. I just came out of my, I want to wear your shirt. But if you write it, I want to wear your shirt. You know that you know the meanings of these words. You know the verb, you know the subject, and you know the action, you know what it means. Someone wants to take your shirt from your back and wear it. It's that simple. Doesn't mean they want to buy one like it, because if they did, they would write, I'd like to buy a shirt just like you have on now or something. Okay, so I want to wear your shirt, is it? Now, if you write that, you know what it means. But if you said it this way, I want to wear your shirt, suddenly, you're a little excited about it. It's a little different than, I want to wear your shirt. Which is like, all right, if you want me to. See, the whole feeling, the whole emotion behind it when you say it, this is why actors, this is why plays have, for the most part, dialogue and monologue, so that they could express themselves. But how they do it, for instance, let's look at something here. Let's look at something. Oh, someone's, see now something, did you hear that sound? That means that you rub mail. Remember that guy used to say that? You rub mail. This has nothing to do, by the way, with the show. Nobody's sending me emails, my personal email. Why the sound is on? Because it has to be on, because I run stuff through here. It's none of your BI business, okay? This is how I do it. But let's do this. Let's do something we all know and have heard. Let's do to be or not to be. That is the question, okay? Whether 'tis nobler to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous... No, whether is... No, I don't even know the whole thing. Whether is whether it is normal... I just changed it all. I don't know. To suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Now, if I just read it... So if I had a book, I would just read from the book right now. But and just tell you. But okay, so right, so let's just do to be or not to be, that is the question. You can say it in any number of ways, and it means something. Now, of course, to be or not to be, that is the question, means should I live or should I die? It's funny, should I kill myself or should I just live on? That's the question. It's a question. And Hamlet was asking himself that question. Should I just wipe out? Should I just stop walking around eating and doing all the things that a human does? Because I would love decompose if I die. And if I died, I would kill myself. That's how it would be done. Oh, that's the question. Then a question. Should I live or should I die? Say it like this. Say, to be or not to be, that's the question. Well, you know, that's not that, right? But if you say it like Richard Burton said it in Hamlet. To be or not to be, that is the question. Now, a lot of people are saying, who's Richard Burton? That's the first thing it's saying, because I mean, so many young people don't even know Richard Burton. And others are saying, that doesn't sound like Richard Burton, if you know Richard Burton. And others are saying, it's horrible acting. But if I say it that way, it's still different. And it means to be or not to be. Now I'm sounding like Bela Lugosi doing it. To be or not to be, that is the question. But even that was kind of monotonic. Monotonic? Gin and tonic. Uh-oh, here comes another... You have mail. I have to have the sound on. I'm sorry. And this also has nothing to do with... so I don't even know why I'm moving over there. We don't have but 20-something minutes. 16 minutes? 15 minutes? I don't know. So to be or not to be is like yeah, to be or not to be. That's the question. Or I can say it like this. Be... or not to be. That's a question. See, any way I say it, it's a different in inflection. Did I say inflection? Intonation. Did I say intonation? Intoflection. Inflonation. It's different. But if I just write it, to be or not to be, it's a question. So what is to be or not to be? It's a question. To be or not to be. That is the question. So saying stuff. Even if I said, even an insult. You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Whoa, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. See all the different ways? And then these different ways. I say, toss it away. You know that's going to show up at soundboards, right? Me saying, you're an idiot. 8 different ways. I didn't even count. Maybe it wasn't 8. To really unlock the informational power of sound, we need more tools to make it plastic and findable. How about a search engine for sound? A search engine for sound. You know those sounds, oh, forget it. I was going to say something. I just threw myself off completely. And that would take too much explanation. How about, let's stay with this here. How about a search engine for sound? Or imagine a Wikipedia of audio. And is it Wikipedia or Wikipedia? I say, oh, I read it. Let me tell you this much. Because, you know, I've said this before too, but now it fits into this. I would read that Wikipedia. So what I always said, never heard anybody say it, but if I were to say what I read, I went Wikipedia. Suddenly, what happened? Somebody mentions it on television, says Wiki. Oh, it's Wiki. Wikipedia. Because it's got somewhat Hawaiian origin? Why is it Wiki? WikiLeaks. Wiki Dicky Doo. Wiki Dicky Dingy. Wiki Dicky Dingy Doo. See, so someone says it, you don't even pronounce it. How you pronounce something, right? You know how many people look at my name and they go, Carlo? Well, they're just looking at, you know, any. There are so many names, and my name isn't even difficult. It's got O's in it. Why would you say Catole? Where did you get an A? It's an O. Cotolo, Cotolo, Not Carlo. Carlo. Where'd you get the R? Why'd you make the little middle O and R? You say Cotolo. How do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce his name? Shagunska. Well, just like I did before, L-J-U-N-G. The guy's name was L-J-U-N-G. I didn't say Lejung. I said Lung. I figured the J was silent. Why is it silent there? Why are there silent letters? We don't even understand that. We have no idea. But we do it anyway, because they're silent. And silence, we know, makes the heart grow fonder. Now, these search engines for sounds like Wikipedia, but if we had these things, according to this article here too, we might discover fascinating new ways to understand the world. The world. And you know, your world, because if you think about it, you know, the things that are happening in your head, the sounds in your head. And let me give you another example too. We'll finish this and I'll give you another example because we're running out of time. Are we running out of time? Are we walking out of time? Are we inching to the end of the show? We'll preserve some of the most, we'll really preserve history if we do this. Here's what someone said too. Remember the sound of a dial-up modem? Now remember that? Everyone knows the sound is stuck in your head. I can't even, you know, you could find it somewhere, I'm sure, on YouTube or SoundCloud. That was part of the 90s. It's gone. Here's a sound, gone. But it's a piece of history because progress was so quick, was so abundant. I don't think it's abundant. Progress is not abundant. Progress was so fast. So quickly went progress. Now I'm writing a poem about it. So quickly went progress that we've already, in our lifetime, there are sounds that were part of our lives every day gone. But if we preserve them, they're there. And that's that sound. Ding dong, ding dong. Remember that? Very bad interpretation. I could go probably find it on YouTube or SoundCloud. I know one thing. I'm going to SoundCloud after this. If not after this, maybe later on tonight. If not tonight, maybe tomorrow. And I'm going to look at various stuff. But here, we'll have... and that was, by the way, Lung said that. L-J-U-N-G. It worried me for a moment, says the author, but a quick browse online set my mind at ease. Someone posted a copy of that on SoundCloud. The noise, now I'll give you another example of noise as it happens and in terms of your head. And I don't wish, that's a bad word. I imagine that we could do this. See, right now, I don't have any sense of the fact that I have tinnitus because I'm talking, I hear myself, I hear ambient sounds around me, I hear a fan that should never be going on a radio show, but we can do it here. I hear people walking in and out, chairs squeaking. I hear all this stuff that is, you know, you don't hear on brick and mortar radio in a soundproof booth or something because it's like, what is it? Distract ambient sounds, the kind of sounds that take place while I'm doing this. But my tinnitus goes on constantly, 24/7, 420. No, 420 is drugs. Isn't that the urban way for 420? Isn't that 420 drugs? I don't know why it's 420. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pot. Wasn't that it? Okay. But I have this tinnitus. Now, the thing, that's the thing, the noun, the situation that makes me not aware, which is really the word is unaware. The situation that makes me unaware of my tinnitus is noise, other sounds. The best thing for tinnitus. Now, you know tinnitus? Tinnitus is this something screwed up in my ear canal. Remember that song? 15 years on the ear canal. That something went wrong, and so the air is going into my ears differently than it goes into a person who does not have tinnitus, and it's forming this whistle. A whistle that goes on 24 hours a day. This whistle is going on in my head. Because I get in my ears. It's going right into my brain. Lots of people go absolutely out of their minds with this stuff. I mean crazy, crazy. So you see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this. That the noise actually stops me from being aware so I could deal with it. If I stop and there's no sound, I hear the whistle. Now, I could use that whistle for any number of things to be able to cope with it. I could use it to meditate, because instead of sitting there going, saying a word over and over again, if I wanted to meditate and just calm myself, just make my blood pressure go down or whatever it is you do, because I used to meditate a lot. I don't do that much more anymore. I do anti-meditation, which means that I'm constantly in touch with the feeling and the sounds and the stuff that goes on. That a lot of people do that. One day we'll talk about that. You know, if you have a nervous breakdown, you learn to move with the all the emotions. Well, some people don't. They have more nervous breakdowns. But you can learn to move with the emotions and the pain and everything that happens to you, because you're just a living bag of bones. That's all. You're nothing more than that. And so the stuff is going on, feelings. Okay. So the fluid movement of how your brain is interpreting all this stuff, okay? But with tinnitus, it's constantly going on. Now, the sound of tinnitus should be someone should get the whistle. And I don't even know if people hear the same note of whistle if you have tinnitus. Nobody ever told me that. And maybe nobody knows. We should do that. We did that show about people hearing stuff, and you know, people with who have perfect pitch and people who can hear the stuff, hear sound, not the stuff, but sound and notes and things. A whole different world. But can people? Shouldn't there be a place? Wouldn't it be great? Be a place to go on the internet and had the sounds of pain. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've got to send that stupid song. I always thought that was a stupid song. The sounds of silence. Oh, well, aren't you a poet? Hello, darkness, my old friend. And the songs last written. Anyway, I don't need to make fun of that. I just did, but I don't need to spend any more time doing it. But the sound of tinnitus. Maybe you put in tinnitus. It's the sound of typing now. It doesn't even go like it used to. I'm using, like, you know, a keyboard, and go to SoundCloud, put in tinnitus, and then a whistle, and you got all these different variations of the sounds of tinnitus, and you hear it, and you can listen to what people have, tinnitus. How about heartbeats? Heartbeats come in different rhythms. They come in different probably tones. Boom, 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 boom. They probably louder, not louder, but higher. I mean, little hearts. And you would have a little heart if you're a baby. You have a little heart because you can have a big heart. There's gonna be, he's got such a big heart, and that doesn't mean you have a big heart or a huge muscle. You can have a huge muscle and a big heart, but you know, you have the muscle. Make boom, 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 boom. You know Sonic, the Sonic stuff? You put the jelly on the thing, and they say, when they do the sonograms. How about sonogram sounds? This is a great idea. I think that sounds are, and take it from me, because I've always been into sound. That's how I got into music, from getting into sounds first. And then when I got into music, I did more sounds. I was doing sound collages before they were popular. Then they got popular, then they're not popular anymore. And sound, as they said in this Clive Thompson from Wired, and as all these people are talking about, it's the last frontier in the information age. I want you to think about that. We'll talk about sounds in your head another time, because we've completely run out of time to talk about that stuff. But I want everybody who's listening to go to wired.com. You can read this article on your own, and you could find out a way to go to these websites, because it's all part of what's happening in your world. And please email Clive Thompson and say, you know what? even though it wasn't ages, if it was ages ago, then I'm like the caveman of talk on the internet. Say, no, 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 it's too much like radio show. You want to hear something that uses sound and language exactly as no one ever does? Exactly. You want to hear somebody? Anyway, yeah, that's what they tell me, because I just did this. I didn't come in here and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change how the dynamics of speaking on a radio. I didn't do that. I just did it, and some people liked it. I say some people. Some people hate it. They don't listen. They're listening now. They're like that guy with Vincent. They were not listening. They're not listening still. Perhaps they never will, which is not even the melody. I don't know. Listen, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff as we move on here in Cattolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cattolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Juice Radio, where you can get a copy of this show now, soon, and hear it, and listen to the other shows that are live on Juice Radio. Certainly the Artist D Show on Sundays. That's still live and sometimes on tape live, whatever that means. And 148.ca. Juiced Radio, Frank Cattolo, me, and then get me to a nunnery, get me to Facebook, Frank.Cattolo. I appreciate a lot of you people who will be listening to come on because of this show, and come on there. Next week, I don't know, we might have a guest, we might not. We're going to get Dr. Karen Wyatt available soon to talk about those the products that she has, and who knows, we might be another, look at that fly. Might be another solo show if we do it, because next week we're already entering fall, which is autumn. We're entering the only season that has two titles, two names, fall and autumn. Summer is summer. Winter is winter. Summer, fall is autumn. So it could be summer, fall, winter, spring, or summer, autumn, winter, spring. But spring is spring, and winter is winter. But only fall is autumn, and autumn is fall. So that's where we're going now, and we're going to continue to go there as time goes on. My name is Frank Cattolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I want you all to be with us the next time this happens, which will be next week, and then go to, what did I say? Oh, and then go to all the other places, too, Tumblr. Go to Twitter, at Frank Cattolo on Twitter, and there's stuff that I do there. You'll have fun with that. And what else? There's various other things that go on all across the net. And once you Google me, there's probably sounds. There's a soundboard. I'm in a soundboard. All sorts of stuff. Have fun or just forget about everything. and having to do with me, and buy books, don't books. Whatever you do, just go and do it. And remember, he's over there somewhere. I think.
That's what you can tell over yeah. there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he's talking, and that's the way it goes with that. Ouch! I'm just kidding. Philosophical entertainment, relevant to reference, neuroti, couple surface, and netaholics, infomaniacs. We're going to see you again. We don't see you, we'll hear you. We'll be here. Go to all the places you can go, and go to SoundCloud and do sounds and do everything you need to do. But do yourself a one thing. If I have to say anything serious at all, I'm going to say this one thing. Take care of yourselves, because no one else will do it. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you are. I'm Frank Cattolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show, and believe it or not, I have nothing more to say.
到冰球，小村到大市，咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心，是 Cthulhu Chronicles。